Wednesday, April 25th is World Malaria Day. Global campaigners are using the occasion to appeal for $3.2 billion to try to reach the UN goal of near zero deaths from the mosquito-borne disease by 2015. According to the World Health Organization, great progress has been made in reducing malaria deaths using bed nets, insecticide spray and drugs. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Felicia Price, Technical Advisor for Community Health and HIV with Christian Aid, who stressed the importance of education in the fight against the disease.
With regard to your organisation and what your organisation has been seeing and doing, is the fight against malaria working?
It's working. It's certainly not over. I think that we've made considerable progress. The latest WHO statistics that have come out clearly show a decrease in malaria deaths worldwide. So I think we are beginning to make considerable progress. But the fight is far from over. I also think in certain places we've actually seen where eradication efforts actually have the potential to be successful. A great example of that is in Zanzibar, off the coast of Tanzania, which has actually made progress towards eradication. I think we need to be really conscious of the fact that we need to keep those efforts up, that in a place like that, not only do you have to keep going forward in order to make progress, but you also have to be very careful about not ceding any ground, because if those efforts start to lag, malaria does come back.
You mentioned there a country like Zanzibar. Are we talking mainly African countries that are have this disease?
Yes, there are still some countries in Asia where malaria is an issue, but obviously the bulk of incidence is in sub-Saharan Africa at this point.
With regard to what Christian Aid has been doing, what aid agencies are doing to eradicate, what have they been doing to try and eradicate this disease?
Well, obviously, the provision of insecticide, long-lasting insecticide-treated nets is a big part of what we do and what I think global efforts against malaria are focused on. But what we found is that just distributing nets alone is not really the answer. I think there's a lot that goes along with nets. And I think the most important thing is education and community sensitization. So making sure that people actually understand what the nets are for, why they're important, who are the priority members of the household who should be sleeping under them, and how they need to be used properly and consistently. Also ways of controlling environmental factors, such as making sure to avoid standing water in basins and stuff to create mosquito breeding grounds. And I think that we've been particularly successful in changing attitudes about nets through our partnerships with religious leaders, which is one of the unique advantages of Christian Aid as an organization, obviously, is getting religious leaders to include talking about malaria sensitization in their sermons and their talks to their communities. I think the second factor is follow-up within those communities, is making sure that we actually have community volunteers, community health workers, or malaria control agents going house to house every month and making sure that the nets are actually being used properly. In a lot of places, we've seen that people come up with very innovative alternative uses for nets. In some cases, they have been related to the cultural issues, such as the white fabric reminding them of burial shrouds, and they're a bit resistant to use that. And in some cases, some frivolous things like bridal veils. But in other places, we've seen nets being repurposed to use for fishing or for shade awnings for seedlings, which is an income-generating project, and even to prevent infection by bed bugs, where they're sleeping on the nets instead of under them. And obviously, we would prefer that the nets be used for malaria prevention, but I think we need to recognize that this repurposing is actually a very rational decision-making process for people who are faced with an example of a fishing net, for example. You know, if I use the net to sleep under, I may or may not get malaria this week, this month, or next year. But if I don't use it to catch fish, my children will go hungry today. So I think one of the most important things is addressing the issues of poverty and livelihood along with the health issues.
You mentioned there about church organizations. First of all, how important is their voice, and has that voice really been getting through to people, do you think?
I think that voice is tremendously important. I think that faith leaders have a lot of influence in those communities. And I think that people in general take information better when it's seen as coming from someone who is respected within the community rather than from outside. I think also having those relationships with churches and with community-based organizations has enabled us to understand the particular needs of a given community. So as I said, in one community, the issue may be that they're a fishing community and they're using the nets for fishing. In another community, the issues might be quite different. And having those partnerships, obviously, is quite helpful to us.
For those people who do not know much about the symptoms that comes with malaria. Are the symptoms immediate?
Not necessarily. It can take up to 2 weeks after a mosquito bite for symptoms to show. So very often when you have travelers, such as yourself or myself, you know, who may travel to a malaria region, you are very careful the whole time you're there. And then maybe 2 weeks after you've gotten back to Europe, you find that you come down with a fever, and we don't often recognize it as malaria. So there is definitely an incubation period.
How important is a day like this to get the message across that malaria is still prevalent, that the campaign goes on, as it were?
I think these kind of days are useful for drawing public attention, but I also think we need to remember that this is a year-round effort and not once a year. I was very excited to learn recently that our Nest Now campaign has been picked up for another year, where we're going to be continuing to do public advertising over the course of the coming year, because I think it's important that we not just focus on malaria one day out of the year.